This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get to the Bryce Huff thing in a moment. As, I think a good development to shed him. I saw Baldy say some pro-Bryce Huff stuff. Elliot said some pro-Bryce Huff stuff. We'll get to it because there's sentiment out there this guy can play, which, of course, is, I think, for most of us, comical because he got here and completely stunk. But we'll get to that shortly. 215-592-9494. All right, let's give you a chance today to win Phillies tickets. I know we're not in the greatest Phillies mood, but they still have a heck of a club, and we'll be playing a game next week that we're going to as a show. This is the Wednesday game of next week, June 11th. Afternoon game, 105 first pitch at the ballpark. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Well, John, a happy birthday has to go out to that Morgan Freeman. Care to guess how old he is, John?
I'm 80. Nervous.
Say that again?
80.
Eight.
I was going to say older,
eight.
Yeah.
80.
No.
Eight.
I was going to guess
way.
84. I still would have been
I thought I was
light.
Going high. I thought I was on the high side.
88.
Holy cow.
88.
He's doing so great. I was just recently watching Lioness. Mm-hmm. And this is very recent. I mean, this just came out, and he looks the same.
Well, he's going
Except
at a stronger
clip. He's
got clip.
A different haircut now.
Okay.
There's
all right.
No hair.
So Hackman, you know, obviously who passed away recently, was off the stage before 88. Clint Eastwood, I think.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because he was, he
yeah.
was
retired
for, a long
for
time.
Like, eight, yeah, I yeah. think 75, 76 he was, and
yeah.
he died at 95.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like 20-plus years
yeah,
of not
he,
working.
He didn't do much for a while.
I think 2004 was the last movie he made.
Yep.
No way.
Clint has still been kind of involved, but now he's
making another movie, Clint. 95, he said he's directing another movie. It just came out over the weekend.
Oh,
it's already pre-produced. 95 years old.
All right. So,
he's so tough.
So God bless Morgan Freeman. We all love him. 88 years old. Now here's the deal. Here's how you can win the Phillies tickets today. You got to give us something great. That's like a movie or a show or a song, something of that nature. There's a title in there. Give us the title that's got a child of some sort in the title. Now, why? Because he was part of Million Dollar Baby. Baby. So what kind of words are we looking for a title? Song, movie, show, band that's got like a child in there. Son, daughter, kid, children, child. Baby, we're giving you a lot of examples here of the type of words that can work. Now, here's what doesn't work. Like, Annie. She's a kid. She's someone's kid. She doesn't even know who the parents are. Of course, she's an orphan, but, like, just her name. Not Annie. You got to, like, give me Sweet Child of Mine. Bang!
Ooh.
Guns N' Roses.
Man.
Big! Big answer.
Right
I'm going.
Out the gates.
I'm going song!
Wow.
All right, give me a big answer, ladies and gentlemen. Best answer, whoever provides it. The movie, the show, the book, the whatever. You can win the Phillies tickets, and we'll all hang together as a group when we go to this game Wednesday afternoon next week. John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
You know, I had a child over the weekend with Alicia. We had a child.
Excuse me?
Hey now.
Excuse me?
We went and we... We got
That's
a puppy.
Buried the lead there, huh?
Got a puppy.
9 months ago we did.
A canine child. Canine child.
Nice.
We went and got together over the weekend.
Good for
and
you.
So this really does hit close to home. Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Children
oh,
of
good
the Corn.
One.
I feel like I might need to name this little puppy Malachi.
Okay.
Malachi, who is the leader of those evil children of the corn, because this puppy seems evil sometimes right now.
Does Louie like him?
They are working that out.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Seltzer, a child of some sort in a reference and a title.
Daughter, Pearl Jam.
Okay. Yep. Look, songs may have the most
incredible
answers.
Song.
I'm going to guess that songs get said the most today. I don't know. Rhea, what are you thinking here?
I'm going to go oldie but a goodie. Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby. Absolutely. Very good answer.
Did you guys ever see the still frame that's like a ghost or something in that in that, Three Men and a Baby?
No.
Man, what was that? There was something.
No.
Maybe it was Three Men and a Little Lady.
Which was the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was some, I don't remember exactly what it was, and maybe I'm speaking way out of order here, but there was something where there was a spooky moment.
It's an urban legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that there's a ghost in the film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so give us a, Rhea's the best at looking things up fast.
That was fast.
I mean, that's that's bang.
I type 100 plus words a minute.
That's impressive. All right, give us something really great that's got a child of some sort in the title. Best answer, whoever provides it is going to win those Phil's tickets. We'll all hang together next week. Let's go to Rick. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. You know, so to add to Rhea's frustration, which I totally agree, you're trying to avoid a sweep, salvage a game. Yeah, I know they're playing well. I know all the positive upside. But I'm sitting there, you know, with my wife. I treated her to a diamond club, which I love doing. I'm sitting now with a 2-0 lead. Rangers pitching well. Rojas gets a hit. Turner comes up. Not only does he have the physical errors, instead of letting Rojas, I said, let Rojas, I said to everybody around me, let Rojas steal base, put some pressure on the D. What's he do? First pitch, pops the ball up. Then later, you know, you look at the lineup. He always goes right, left, right, left. Let's put Stott down in the lineup because he struggles against left-handers sometimes. But let's not forget, he had two hits against a lefty two nights ago. He puts Wilson ahead of him in the lineup. Then he has a chance to pinch hit for Wilson with a guy on base. He's got Kepler on the bench, and he doesn't hit Kepler. People say, why don't you manage this team? Because I'm not a manager. But it's common sense stuff. It's the little things that eventually can break this team down in the postseason.
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, that can happen. And I do think he's had more whoppers of mistakes in the postseason than most, if not all, managers I've seen in my lifetime in Philly sports.
I didn't let the outing from you know,
Lizardo.
You know, the two, both of them, and even Wheeler, I didn't even let that bother me. And yeah, they could have gotten swept. It's not going to be the end of the season. But when you have these little things that are staring you in the face, that are fundamental baseball, it's not even analytic versus non-analytic. It's baseball, for goodness sake. Do the right things to give you the upper hand, especially when you're up 2-0. Baseball 101 is put extra pressure on your opponents when you're up 2-0 at home. Let's not forget, right? Citizens Bank Park is our home haven, right?
Yeah.
Well, not so much sometimes.
Okay, Rick, I hear your frustration.
One of my favorite horror pictures, Child's Play.
Child's Play. You got it, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate it a lot. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, as we've been discussing so far pretty much through the show, what bothered you the most this weekend with the Phils? Was it A, Lizardo kept in so long, whether you blame it on Topper or that bench coach, whoever's decision it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Was it that Lizardo was kept in for 12 runs or B, Trey's defense? And obviously what Trey's defense represents for October is, I think we all know the point. Second poll question. Let's get to the Bryce Huff thing. Poll question, not that it mattered in 2024. Always a good start for a poll question about a negative topic because they won the Super Bowl anyway. But not that it mattered in 2024, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agency signing ever? Maybe. I got to think
one
about
back
that.
Back in the day.
Well, say it again?
There's one way well, there's, back
yeah,
in the
we
day.
All talk about it. You thinking Nnamdi?
No, I'm going back to maybe Buddy Ryan or maybe Pritchard.
Well, just to be clear, I'm thinking when free agency started, like the real free agency, mid-90s to now, like 30 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So I'm saying like this. So, you know, think about the big ones. I mean, there was that Everett guy with the Browns who came here, the center.
Steve Everett?
Steve Everett.
Yeah.
You had Nnamdi.
I was thinking
Steve Everett
Ron Salt.
Nasty.
Until he got here. Ron Salt was a trade. Ron Salt
was
a trade.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron Salt was a trade. Seltzer gut feeling out of the gate. And we'll see what people say at 215-592-9494. And you really do have to kind of disassociate it from what happened to the team because the team won anyway. But James, is this worse than DeMarco? Like,
it is hard to disassociate it. It's hard to look. You know what I mean?
Because
I don't have that same venom towards it.
Because things like DeMarco and Nnamdi sunk eras.
Exactly.
Or seasons.
Thus the venom has lasted and gotten stronger. But I will say, I honestly do think Nnamdi was worse based on the fact that we all thought Nnamdi was a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, Bryce Huffman was like, look at this guy. He had 10 sacks last year. Like, cool, maybe he's good.
Right.
They gave him a lot of money. Nnamdi, we were like, we got the best corner in the NFL. Oh, my God.
Right. And how many years was Nnamdi locked in for?
Well, a while, but I think he played for two. Yeah. But the problem was you could tell within three or four games he wasn't good. I'll say this, James. The thing about Nnamdi is I guess he probably was really good with Oakland. I mean, the thought always was that no one ever threw his way.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And no one was even watching Oakland like we weren't watching
Correct.
Oakland games.
So we didn't know
then.
Better, but we just assumed everyone was right. He's like the best corner in the NFL.
The thing about this Bryce Huff thing is he was supposed to be on the come. Like, he's not old guy trying to hang on for three or four more years. He's guy emerging right frickin' now, about to burst on the scene. I don't know. I'll be curious. You tell us, 215-592-9494, which...
I wish he would have burst onto the scene last year. seriously, this guy's about to burst onto the scene. I love that this narrative is now out there because it does make it feel like it's going to get us a third or fourth round pick out of it. Like, that's amazing.
I mean, it's stunning to me. It's stunning.
I don't know what's true with Bryce.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
Well,
it's crazy to me that someone thinks he's still viable based on what we saw.
John, I feel the way
you do. That's a team that's good.
Well, it's Salah.
The 49ers.
Salah,
I'm so worried for, I guess, Robert Saleh fans because once upon a time, I thought that guy really knew what he was doing.
Look.
Once upon a time, and then
he became a head coach,
and then he went and, you know.
It's just hard to imagine that Vic Fangio couldn't make this guy work. But, okay, there is talk of it was a scheme thing and the way they run it. Look, tell us if there's been a worse Eagles free agent signing. 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the guided door and window to the weekend, because I want to get to something else with Bryce and what Elliot said here in this segment. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So obviously when you talk about this weekend, well, a few things. Phillies, as we've been discussing a lot. The NBA, NHL Finals, both set. So we're going to have the Florida Panthers versus the Edmonton Oilers in hockey, which is a great finals. And we'll probably do a poll on this tomorrow, like which one are you more interested in? We'll probably do that tomorrow. NHL starts Wednesday. NBA starts Thursday. Too long away. Too long.
Yeah, it's Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday to start the... Are you kidding me? Like, even the waits in between. Horrible. Thursday to Sunday? I can't get a Saturday night game or something? It's crazy.
Horrible.
Thursday to Sunday to Wednesday.
I mean, give me Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Continuity.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot have continuity with Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday.
Well, especially when you got to wait from... I think that was Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
From Saturday to Thursday for it to start. Anyway, that's Pacers OKC. I certainly expect OKC to win that. I'll say in four or five. I'll say five, but I think it's a better chance.
Get excited!
Yeah, I guess that's right. I think it's a better chance of being four than six. We'll see. Look, credit to Indiana for getting as far as they have, and I'm not saying they have no shot. I mean, they certainly did something none of us thought, which was win the East.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing. They've done an amazing job.
They probably went as far as
they
can.
Hang up your high tops.
All right, one more thing from the weekend. So, Bryce Huff reaction. So, the most interesting thing I heard, and I heard a lot, some of which defended Bryce Huff, including Baldy and Elliot, was something Elliot said about Bryce Huff. And basically, like, don't blame him. I mean, I'm on the mindset to blame him. But Elliot's saying, don't. Let's listen to the first half of the point Elliot was making. Then we'll get to he makes his point. Whether you buy it or not, you're going to understand what he's saying. Here's Elliot after the Bryce Huff let's call it pending trade was announced.
Let's say you get offered a job at a new company. You get offered a ton of money. Like this is something, this is a good financial opportunity for you. And then you get to that company and they want you to do things completely different than you've done it in the past and made you successful. Like maybe you could do it. Maybe you could adjust to that. Maybe you are still as good of an employee. But if you're not, I'm not really sure you would feel the blame there. Like you would probably feel guilt that you couldn't do it. But why would they hire you and then ask you to do something completely different? It would be like if another company hired me and asked me to do a pod about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like I have certain skill sets that could allow me to do it, but I don't know anything about hockey or the Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right. So you're getting a sense of what his point is, but I want to play the second piece of audio so you really understand what he's like. To me, like football's football, and I know some things can be a little different.
So different. Like we're talking about rushing the passer.
I agree, John.
It's not reporting on hockey in Toronto. It really is. Vastly, it is so incredibly similar no matter how different a defensive scheme can be.
That's what I think.
The concept of just go get the quarterback. You've got different assignments. Yeah. Sometimes you'll have to drop. But that concept of go stick your hand in the ground and beat an offensive tackle.
Well, you're talking my language, but Elliott does make his point. Whether you buy it or not, he makes his point. Here's more of what he said.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed. They used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing. Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
All right, John, translate this for us because you're the one guy here that played pro football. So the concept is in New York, Bryce Huff liked to have both hands in the ground, and that's how he would begin the attack at the quarterback, and Vic Fangio didn't want him to do that. That make that big a difference?
I mean,
it doesn't seem plausible to me.
So I don't. I've never heard of anything like this.
Two hands are standing up.
Well, two hands... Or
one hand.
2 feet in one hand.
Right, or one hand. Or no hands.
Or two-point stance is where you're just standing. Yeah. A three-point stance is where you have one hand on the ground. A four-point stance is where you've got all fours on the ground.
Yeah.
A four-point stance versus three-point stance, I don't know if you're coming off the edge. I guess it is like your coaches want consistency, I guess. They want guys to be coached up with using the same techniques, I guess. So maybe that was a sticking point. Hey, we want you in a three-point when we're in this look.
Yeah.
When we're in base, we're going to want you in a two-point because we're going to be in a 3-4 where you and the other outside linebacker are going to be on the edge in a two-point stance coming off the edge, and we might be asking you to cover a tight end in that situation. Maybe that's what Elliott's talking about here.
Yeah, it could be.
Covering a tight end, doing the outside linebacker stuff because he was strictly a pass rush specialist in New York with the Jets. A third down, like that's when Bryce Huff goes in. Just let him go get in whatever weird funky stance he wants to get in and get real wide and just use speed and come off the edge and go clobber quarterbacks. He was good at that for one season. Replicate it or don't replicate it. I would prefer a guy who can play football, period.
I agree.
Like he didn't play at all.
Look, I'm baffled, guys, because I thought the guy's like an all-time bum. And I got Elliott and Baldy, by the way, being like, hey, this guy could go somewhere else and play really well. Like, I guess we'll see.
Would you be shocked if he plays well for the 49ers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Just because.
I will be shocked.
It just would strike me as very odd that Vic Fangio couldn't use him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.